Imagine a space for South Asian women where stories are not just told, but actually felt. This is Rue, Rising Over Obstacles and Healing, brought to you by Jyoti and Monica, two friends who set out to carve a little space and make a difference by sharing stories and fostering healing and strength within our community. We invite you to listen and reflect, finding your own path one story at a time. And just for sticking around, there's a golden biscuit at the end of each episode. Have you ever found yourself scrolling through Instagram, seeing someone with a new designer bag or a fancy vacation and felt a pang of something, a mix of desire and maybe a little emptiness? It seems that no matter where we look, everyone's in pursuit of the latest designer handbag, the nicest designer shoes, jewelry, car. We're all in pursuit of these materialistic things. We live in a world that tells us more is more. But is that really the case? I can't help but wonder, where did this idea come from? Were we always like this? Did we always equate material things to happiness? Today, I'm honored to have a very special guest who has lived this topic firsthand, my mom-in-law. She's going to share her story of growing up in India and how her perspective on life and happiness has evolved. So, welcome to the show, Mom.
Hello, Jyoti.
I'm so happy to have you here, and I would love for you to tell us a little bit about what life was like when you were growing up in India.
It's in India, our life was very, very simple, mm-hmm. You know. We don't have that much stuff the girls are now girls have.
Yeah.
But we never feel like we don't have anything. Mm-hmm. We don't have much, but we feel like we have everything.
Yeah.
And we never have any craze for, oh, I need that, I need this. I never give hard time to our parents. So when we were young, our toys were, we make the clay stuff, like a fruit from the clay, mm-hmm. bananas, apple, orange we make. Then we color them. Mm-hmm. So even in school, elementary school, they teach that how to make clay toys.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. Then we make the dolls from the fabric clothes, old clothes.
Yeah.
So we make the dolls. Then we make the, like with the thread, with the wool, we make the his braid her hairs, then we make their dresses with the hands, needles.
Oh,
we make
wow.
their dresses.
Yeah.
So we like play with those dolls, all the like, girls in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So then when we grow a little more, so for fifth grade, we start like doing cooking, learning cooking.
Okay.
Because at the time, the girls have to learn everything.
Yeah.
So we start cooking. We bring we have a farm close to our house. Mm-hmm. So we bring there from the like the chickpeas, like when they fresh there and grow in the farm. Mm-hmm. So we bring those, we put the, we make the sabji, learn how to make the sabji. Then somebody make us the dough, we make the rotis, then we take that roti sabji, give to everybody's house that we cook.
Oh,
we
wow.
learn to cook.
Yeah.
So that give us so much happiness to us. We never feel anything, we don't have any kind of...
Well, yeah, because you were working together.
Together, yes.
Right? So you
yes.
had this, like, you know, sense of community because you were
yes.
working with
yeah.
all the... Right?
Yeah.
And then also... You were learning to make things by hand.
Hands, yeah.
It wasn't just given to you. If you wanted
yeah.
a doll, you had to make a doll.
Make it, yeah. We don't, I think at the time, it's not that much money people we can spend on the toys. And I never see any toys at that time in the...
Other people's
anywhere.
Homes,
so,
yeah.
That's it. Then we start, you know, in front of our house. We have the other houses. All the girls nighttime came. My grandmother, their grandmother, they sit, watch us. Mm-hmm. So even night time, like, we just play their games like Kikli Kali Virdi, Pag Mere Virdi.
Yeah.
And sometimes we sing like Panch Das Kudiyan Chakkar Bana Ke, Phullan Wali Chaukdi Staryan Wali Raat, Veer Mera Kenda Si Khello Sari Raat. We so much love for the relations.
Yeah.
Relationships. We, Mera Brother Kenda Sanu, Jinnan Marji Khedo Tusi Raat Nu. We don't scared.
Yeah.
So our grandparents, they always watch us, you know. At the time, you know, all the neighbors, all the grandparents, mother, all feel, really feel like they're ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are so much proud of those people. Okay, we never feel like that's her mother, this is her father. We never feel like that.
Yeah. So did you, during that time, did you ever feel like, oh, I wish I had nice shoes, or I wish I
never,
had...
Never. No. Whatever our parents buy us, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And every, like, winter time, when my father says, we buy a boot for them because it's winter time, and we feel so happy. We buy the, like, a white shoes.
Yeah, like sneakers.
Sneaker. It's not a sneaker, but at that time, they were simple sneakers.
Yeah.
So we love them. We wash our sneakers. We put the whitening over them so they look white. So we, like, feel so happy, get only one pair a year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And chappal, like, always V-shaped chappal. All girls wear those chappals, same stuff.
Yeah.
So everybody was happy. I never feel anybody, I don't have this, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Never. We feel like, you know, like our parents, we never give them like a hard time. Oh, we need this, I need that. The way the kids doing now, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel
you were happy with what you had.
Happy what we have, yeah. So then ninth grade, when we have our exam, final exam done, my grandmother always prepared the suit for me, learned how to make the daringa.
Mm.
So she prepared the suit. My mother, she colored all the suit, mm-hmm. the thread.
What suit? Oh, that's thread?
Suit thread, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the cotton. They first of all lay on the charkha. They make that thread from the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
So then they color them. Then they start like make start the daringa.
Oh, okay.
So my mother, she knows, she teach me. First of me and my mother, we made the, what you can say, daringa. No, I don't know what
like
to say.
Like a cotton blanket, maybe?
Not the blanket.
Like a throw.
Daringa, what I can say. I don't know, but what to say, daringa.
It's okay, okay. Daringa. They're like, it's so, basically something that for warmth. Yeah, it could be a blanket, yeah. It could be
a throw. At that time, it was the manje we make from the suits, or we make from the sun.
Yeah.
Do that, me and my mother, then me and my sister, then me and one of my friend, we did.
Mm-hmm.
On your marriage, we had to give bed sets.
Oh.
So make those.
Okay.
Then we start doing the chadra di kadai, bed yeah. sheets. Mm-hmm. We did that with a lot of bed sheets.
Yeah.
Because mother say, oh, when you go there, then you need bed sheets to spread on the beds, because at that time, we don't buy.
Yeah.
So
everything was handmade.
Handmade. Everything. We learn make the hand fans. We learn to make the... all the stuff, nali even.
Yeah.
You know, we put the nali in the
salwars, yeah.
So we have to, they said, if you put the, like a ready-made nali, this is not safe in the woman's salwar. Oh. So we have to.
So you had to do it by
yeah.
hand.
Oh, so okay. That's the way our life gone. Then we went to college.
Yeah.
And college after that, you know, we just be busy in the study.
Yeah.
You know, so still I walk to dear college like a 2.5 mile every day, me and two of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we study there 3 years and then up to final. Yeah, when first year we college, my Tayaji, they said, oh, no. We are not send her college.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Because they said if any guy is said to something to our daughter, this is so
disrespectful.
Disrespectful for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
So... and my grandmother was my hero. She was uneducated lady, but I think she was much, much smarter than educated women, I
mm-hmm.
think. So she said, no, my granddaughter is smart. I want to send her to college.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave them money. She went with me to admission.
Yeah.
And we went to the college, DM College at the time, Oga. So we went for admission. Then I started college there. She always behind me. Because she was scared if somebody happened, my father, my Tayaji, they're going to never, you know.
Allow another female to, so or for you to continue your education.
To continue study. So she told me, Dek, you have to be, you know, sincere.
Yeah.
So that's what I, that thing I put in my dupatta and I make a big knot.
Mm-hmm.
So I never forget that.
Mm.
So never go with anywhere with like a fool around in the city, just go to college and come back home, study. So then I complete 3 years, then I go to B.Ed., you know, B.Ed. college. So then that's it. After 2 years, then we got married. That's it.
You got married.
That's the Indian girl's life. College finish, marriage.
And then once you got married, then shortly after you came to the U.S. So what was that like when you first came? Because you had described that in India, like, even though you didn't have a lot of material things, there was a sense of community. Everyone was like family, your neighbors, everybody. So you were surrounded by love and you didn't feel like you needed any of those like material things. When you came to the U.S., what were some of the things that surprised you the most?
The first thing, we were too far from our families, from India.
Mm-hmm.
So, because whatever the life is there, it's different here.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got some friends, but the life was different here because your dad has to work every day, 7 days. So I be home by myself. I don't understand where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a job at the time. I feel lonely here. So, kyunki India paame kuch bhi nahi si, kaaran nahi si, kuch bhi nahi si, par jehdi utthe jo si ki tuhadi reputation, tuhada character, tuhan people know who you are.
Yeah.
So that was the most important thing to I feel like, you know.
Yeah, because over there you weren't collecting material things. But what was most prized in India was your reputation, your character, right? Like, that's what people were busy with, making sure that their reputation was good, their character was good. When you first came to America, what did you notice about people's relationship with material possessions?
In the beginning, I saw people almost same because we all came from India. We have nothing here, you know. So everybody working hard, everybody can afford everything.
Yeah.
You know, we're living in the apartment, so we don't have cars. We just take subway, bus service. At the time, people were same. Not a very, very materialistic. But after like a few years, when they settled down, so then they start people changing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and like last few years, I think now is the on the top, people, they want brand name cars, they want brand name shoes, brand name clothes, brand name pocketbooks.
Yeah.
So, but I never feel like that I need this expensive purses, I need that expensive stuff. I never feel like that. I feel, you know, it is very simple to be happy.
Yeah.
But it is very difficult to be simple. That's what he realized
so
here.
True. Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Rabindranath Tagore, the quotation, and I 1000% I agree with this. It is very simple to be happy.
Yes.
But it is very, very difficult to be simple.
Yeah. I like that.
Happiness is never give a permanent satisfaction. These are material things, happiness.
Yeah.
It never gives a permanent, it gives a
some happiness.
Temporary satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah.
But satisfaction gives you a permanent happiness.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And I've noticed, you know, you're not like most other women.
No.
You're very simple and, you know, you don't care about anything branded. You don't care about fancy cars. You don't care about fancy homes.
Fancy clothes, no.
Yeah. So what do you do that gives you happiness?
Yes, the simple needs, you know. I think I trust, everybody trusts in God, you know. God is a, everybody trusts in God, believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's, you know, way of looking stuff is different.
Yeah.
You know? I think I don't believe in this kind of stuff, expensive. I believe in your kids are happy.
Mm-hmm.
You always behind them.
Yeah.
They'll be successful.
Mm-hmm.
They are respected in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I love. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like kids, you be sincere each other, family. Yeah. Kids be sincere, you be sincere towards your family. And the most important thing I say, work hard.
Yeah.
And whatever you buy from your hard work money.
Yes. Yes.
And if you bring easy money, you don't know how to spend. Children, they be spoiled. They know how to spend.
Yeah.
So you have to spend, make hard work money, and you have to spend wisely.
Yes.
So that gives me happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, you're right. I love what you said, that it's very simple to be happy, but it's very difficult to be simple.
Yes.
Yeah. And it all comes back to finding what makes you happy. Also, I see you quite often reading, writing quotes. I think that also makes you happy.
Happy, yes.
Yeah. Right? So what other things do you like to do that bring you happiness?
Gurbani gives me happiness to study, read good books. Gurbani gives me happiness because I know what our Guru Nanak says, the first three kirt karo. I think kirt karo is the first thing Guru Nanak said.
Work hard.
Work hard.
Yeah.
And then vandage shaku. Vandage shaku means if you can afford, help each other, help people.
Yes.
So if you first, you helping your family first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you help family, if you raise your family good, they're going to raise their family. Good. Think about the community one day.
It's an effect.
Gurbani is practical. We had practice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you ever feel pressured? I know you said that when you first moved to this country, all your friends were also very busy establishing their lives here. Everyone came from the same boat, basically, very little money, came to this country, started working, and really worked their way up. Once you worked hard and you had your home and you had your, you know, your car and everything, did you ever feel any pressure from society to have more material things just to fit in?
Yes. You know, at the time, people, when they start buying, you know, they settle down, you know. I know some people, they work very hard, you know, they buying, they afford that, you know, they have to fit in that society, because if they're living in that kind of society, you know, like a doctors, all, you know, all other, you know, like a professional people, because they're working hard for that, they afford that, so they're buying. It's nothing bad in that, nothing wrong with that. So, but sometimes everybody can afford, you know. One time I saw somebody, they have a Mercedes, and me and my your dad, we sitting in the old car, like a 1996 model, we sitting, and he say, "Oh, why don't you buy a Mercedes? You can afford." So, but you know, your dad, he doesn't like that. He's very simple. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care all about these expensive things, you know.
Yeah.
So I know people, they do. But I think if they afford, they're working hard for that. Nothing wrong with that. Having a good big houses, having good cars, if they're giving them satisfaction and happiness, you know.
I think you're right. Material things are not necessarily bad.
Yes.
They're okay if you know, if it's something you can afford and...
Yes.
You know, something that gives you a little bit of happiness, but it's knowing that these material things are not going to give you permanent happiness.
Yes.
And I can say, even for myself, you know, I've thought that, oh, well, if I buy this bag, this will make me really happy. And then I get the bag and, you know, I'll be very happy for the first month, second month. By the time like the third month comes around, it doesn't have that same appeal anymore. Right?
Yes.
It just feels like another regular item that you have. And, you know, how many items do we accumulate because we think they'll make us happy, but then over time, that happiness just fades. So perhaps what we need to focus on is being satisfied.
Satisfied, yeah.
Right? Because I love what you had said, that happiness gives you temporary satisfaction, but satisfaction gives you
permanent
happiness. So, you know, being satisfied with what we have. Do we really need 10 handbags? Do we really need?
I don't think so.
Well, in your case, Mom, you don't even need one.
I don't need one.
You put your stuff in my bag.
I don't say people, why they buy? I think enjoy your life. If you're working hard for that, if you like it, you know, if you like expensive stuff, you can buy, because if you can afford.
Yes.
But don't compete with anybody.
Yes, yes.
Don't be competition. Oh, she has this, I need that.
Yes.
Oh, they have a big house, I want a big, they have this car. Don't compete with anybody.
Yes.
Buy whatever you can afford.
And if you really want it.
Because if you're working hard for that money, you deserve that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Because what ends up happening is when you start to compete, and there is no end.
There's no end to that.
Because, you know, once you get into that cycle and you're trying to outdo someone, there's always going to be someone who's going to be able to outdo you.
Plus, because I want my kids, if they're working hard, honestly, they're working. I want them to have good clothes wearing because they have to live in the society.
Yes.
In this, what kind of profession they are, doesn't matter, but they have to be. Mm-hmm. I want them to have everything, you know, they look nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes.
I like my kids be satisfied.
Yes.
You know, they will fit in this society. Yes.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But I think I really like what you said, that don't go into competition with others.
Yes.
You know, be satisfied in the life that you've built, in what you have, and realize that it's not just these things that are going to make you happy. Cultivate other experiences,
other hobbies,
things you do that bring you happiness.
Yes,
I know that for me, you know, when I go jogging every morning,
that
brings me happiness.
Because you're doing exercise, that's good. But you will stay healthy to take care of your family.
Exactly.
You have to be healthy. You know?
Yes.
If mother is healthy, then you can take care of her family, her kids, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, yeah,
and, you know, there's a lot of women who feel selfish when they work out. They feel like, you know, they're taking this time away. They're not, you know, like spending that time doing something for the kids, doing something for the house. But I think you're right. If you're spending that time on yourself, you are helping your family, because then you're going to be able to, you know, be healthy, energetic, and take care of your responsibilities better.
Yes. Because mother has to be, you know, healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yes. Yeah.
And I think it's all about really finding what it is that brings you true happiness.
Yes.
You know, I would say the golden biscuit for today is that true happiness isn't found in having more, but in being present with what you have and who you are with. So surround yourself with loving friends, family members.
Good relationship with the family.
Exactly. I like what you said, that, you know, that gives you happiness when you see that your kids, they are respectful towards one another.
Yeah, they're good human beings.
Yes.
They're helping their community.
Yes.
They're doing the service. They're working hard and they're working honestly.
Yes. Yes.
Honest working, honest hard working, earning money. All these things are good.
Yes. Yes.
So,
So I think you're right. You know, our episode started out with, you know, what really brings us happiness. But now I have to say, after the quote that you shared, it's not even about happiness. It's about satisfaction.
Satisfaction, yes.
And and being satisfied.
Yes.
And I think there is no way materialistic things will ever give us that satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's having hobbies, doing things you love, surrounding yourself with
helping your kids at home, supporting
help.
Your kids, you know, if they're working, they have kids, you can help them.
Yes,
you can support them.
Yes.
You know, always behind your kids standing, you know. So that's giving me more satisfaction, you know.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So one thing we've learned today is that material things don't necessarily bring you happiness. Thank you, Mom, for coming on and sharing your wisdom. It's been a pleasure, and I'm sure our listeners will really gain from having listened to what's made you happy over the years and, you know, what life was like. I feel like we went back on this journey back in time to a simpler life. And I really wish that we had that now as well, because having a simple life sounds so good. I'd like all of us to really focus on what is this one thing that you can do today, right now, that would bring you a sense of joy or peace or satisfaction without it costing a single thing. You can DM us on Instagram You can send us an email at rutharaz@gmail.com and share your thoughts. I'd love to see what it is that you come up with, what it is that would bring you satisfaction without it costing a single thing. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for having me in your podcast.
Thank you.
Vaheguruji bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Rue. We appreciate you joining us as we cultivate a community of strong, empowered women, one story at a time. If you or someone you know has a story you'd like to share, please contact us at rutharaz@gmail.com. That's rutharaz@gmail.com. Also, do us a favor and please share this podcast with your sisters, your mom, your friends, aunties, your eyebrow lady, like any lady you know. You know, you get the idea. Till next time, kush raho, be well.